Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Use this to seek the face of God daily, first thing as you wake up. After listening to Turning Point audio, receiving the prayers, teachings, and testimonies, then pray more on your own for as long as you can. Read from the Daily Devotional Prayer booklet. Use it to do a short Bible study daily, pray the day's prayer, and the Bible portion to read daily in order to read the entire Bible through in 1 year. The Daily Devotional Prayer Booklet Guide is authored by me, available both in hard and soft copies. TPGF members, wherever you are all over the world, subscribe for the prayer booklet online with a token. You can do a whole year or a monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, SMS or chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Friday, the 19th day in January 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's blessings. Be responding with Amen, I receive it. Hold or raise up your 2024 goals for the 19th time today. The Lord shall cause your goals this year to be accomplished on time. This will not just be another day. It shall be a special day in your life. You shall experience God's divine presence everywhere you go. Lines shall fall on you in pleasant places. You will have a goodly heritage. You are unenchantable and you are unmolestable. Your enemies will become God's enemies. All those working against your interests will suffer humiliation. Who is this? So troubled, so disturbed, so afraid. Thus says the Lord. Have your rest. I will step into that situation for you. You shall have testimonies soon. If you are under the sound of my voice today and you are not living your dream, you are merely struggling and managing, coping with life. This was not your dream life. You are not truly happy or fulfilled. I'm having a strong urge in my spirit today to pray for such people. Place your hand on your chest if you are one as I pray. There shall be a turnaround for you. Something will happen. God will intervene. Oh yes, you will live your dream. Your dream job, your dream marriage, your dream children, your dream career, your dream house, your dream car, your dream location. And your dream life shall manifest very soon. With an anointed tongue, I prophesy over your life, you shall live your dream. You shall be happy, excited, and fulfilled. Say Amen 3 times. Yes, that's how it will be. Your mistakes shall be converted into miracles. I'm hearing. Pray for those who have no testimony to give. They listen to other people's testimonies. They want their own testimonies too. But nothing significant to talk about. Ah, may your testimony doors open. Amazing things in righteousness shall start happening with you and for you. There is no impossibility with God. Every hard and difficult issue in anyone's life shall become easy. I prophesy one more time. From today, God shall make life easy for you. In that country, in that office, in that environment, in that industry, in Jesus' name. Everybody, lay hand on where you have pains in your body. Any pains at all. I prophesy. Pains, go. Aches and pains, disease and discomfort, by whatever name, leave your victims now. I declare over you, be healed. You are healed. Anyone on medication, bring down that medication, that drug. Hold it. Doctors care. Only God can cure. You shall soon be off this medication. God will heal you completely. The great physician will heal you in Jesus' name. That's right. You won't be long on that medication anymore. January 19th celebrant, your prayers. Be blessed. Grow in grace. You will live long and also live well. Happy birthday. Say Amen, I receive it. Right? We are still on question and answers, teachings and counseling. Till Sunday, from Monday, we'll start another 2 weeks of testimonies sharing. First issue today, good day, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. I have taken a decision to part ways with my husband on the ground that he is totally irresponsible. Nags always resort to fighting each time I correct him in his wrong ways. And above all, he pulls me back spiritually and from progressing in my career. Your counsel and advice for me, sir. Oh, wow. No. Don't part ways with your husband on the grounds you mentioned here. God hates divorce, except he's an abusive man, or your life is threatened or in danger. Then we can say, run for your dear life. Even then, the first counsel will be separation for a while, not full divorce. Or maybe he will reason and change his mind or his ways or his character. Parents, elders, counselors, maybe your pastor, could even intervene. Then engage warfare prayers, as we teach you here. He will change. I said, he will change. If he's not threatening your life or terribly abusive, don't quit. You also said, each time you try to correct him, men have egos. There are certain ways you don't correct them. Be your husband's bosom friend and confidant first. Earn his trust. That way, he will take your correction with an open mind. He will change. We are praying along with you. Next, please, Daddy, is it true that people that are married only traditionally can divorce? Wow. Oh, no. Nothing can be further from the truth. That is not right. As taught us here many times, traditional marriage, which is parental approval and blessing, exchange of gift and payment of dowry, is the main marriage in the sight of God. Signing marriage certificate in the registry is for official papers, and legalizing it in the eye of the law. And going to church is for church blessing. All three are necessary and important. But without the parental blessings, the other two will be a nullity as far as God is concerned. Next, praise God. I'm so happy for the family in Wales. Happy reunion. Daddy, you are a blessing. More strength, Daddy. I pray same for my family too, in Jesus' name. I say amen to that prayer for you. Another one. Reference the testimony of our brother in Wales. I really thank God for him and his family. Our God is a wow God. Hallelujah. I will continue to clap for this forever. I pray for this kind of peace in my daughter's marriage as well. Again, I say amen to your prayers. That marriage turnaround testimony was encouraging and inspiring. Anyone with this kind of turnaround testimonies in all areas of other areas of life, please let us know to be a blessing to other people. Then, people with that kind of challenge, please do the same thing that both of them did. They had my counsel, and they were humble enough to comply. That's why God was able to do it. Please do the same. Next, good day, my TPGF. I belong to a church, and I'm a worker, a tither, and a seesawer there. But whenever they want to buy frozen food, like chicken and fish, for church program, they go to buy it from outside, even though they are aware that I am selling such products. I am not happy about it at all. I am just forcing myself to fellowship with them. I have discussed it with the pastor, but nothing has been done about it. Wow, my daughter, don't let it pain you or discourage you from being committed to God in the church. Our primary purpose or reason for joining the church is to learn more of God through his word, is to fellowship with the other brethren, and to serve God through the church platform. We are not in church primarily to do business with the church or that the church should patronize us. Pastor must have reason why, despite your discussion with him, nothing has changed. Leave pastor. Then love him. Love pastor. Don't try this. Love the church also. Remove your mind from it. You don't need the church patronage to make it in life and in business. If you can do what I just told you now, It will amaze you how help, massive sales, and blessings will come to you from all other sources. What I say to her, I also say to us all. Well, we build more on this tomorrow. Are you being blessed? Answer me and let me hear you. Please rebroadcast this to your counsel. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you also bless those connected to you. Join us later this evening on Ask Your Question Broadcast Friday's edition. Time as usual is 8 to 9:30 p.m. Nigerian time on our social media platforms. Tomorrow morning is our communion service online. Prepare your own communion element this evening. Have you obtained your TPGF kit, t-shirt, face cap, and the two wrist bands? Make it a complete kit. Wear it everywhere in the country and the environment where you operate and live. Use it to connect more people to TPGF family. It is our club of honor. Have you paid your tithe on your latest earning or income? 10% of our income on all fronts, on all things, is God's portion in our earning. Sow it to the fertile soil of God's kingdom. That is the storehouse mentioned in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Then your battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, the seed of 1111 we are sowing this month, and seed of connection to 68, the seed of grace. Then our latest seed backup for the 7 major desired changes we are trusting God for this year. Do all with joy, with faith, with commitment and devotion. God said, I will give them 7 years of flourishing season beginning from this year. God cannot lie. Do your part, He will do His. I speak to everyone's life. The power of God will give you a higher turnaround. A, your pain and your frustration will not continue. What is giving you joy shall be established and enlarged. God will stand by you. God will stand with you. God will stand for you. You will not fall. You will not fail. Everything connected to your name shall blossom this year. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.